Let's see if I can do it.
It's
Step
on.
one, catch everyone up on that one, okay? It was a miss.
Yeah. Okay, recorded. It's on.
Okay, so we left off in the previous year. We were really trying to solve a B'dikas Chometz issue, but the B'dikas Chometz issue very, very quickly became a Dinei Mamonos, a Kinyanim issue. The background to how this transpired was, the Gemara tells us, Nav Dalet, that if Reuven is renting a house to Shimon, the question becomes, who is obligated in B'dikas Chometz? The Gemara says, it all depends on when Mesiris and Mavtech took place. Were the keys to the house handed off before the Chiv of B'dikas Chometz kicked in, or after the Chiv of B'dikas Chometz kicks in? B'dikas Chometz, the obligation kicks in at Orla Basra, at the beginning of the night of the 14th of Nisan. So if the Mesiris Mavtech took place before, then it's Ala Sochel Evdo. Then the tenant is obligated in B'dikas Chometz. If the Mesiris Mavtech has not yet happened, then it's Ala Mask, and it's the landlord's responsibility to the B'dikas Chometz. So the question that we showed him was, what was this great moment of Mesiris Mavtech? What does Mesiris Mavtech do in order to, in a sense, change the obligation of B'dikas Chometz? So Rashi said, Mesiris Mavtech is binding in Dini Bamanus. Mesiris Mavtech is the Kinyan Haschirus. If you want to know how do you affect a transaction that will make the Schirus binding, that will make a Schirus binding, neither party can back out, it's through the vehicle of Mesiris Mavtech. So Tosus was quick to point out that the Gemara doesn't sound that way. The Gemara sounds, if anything, the opposite, that when you want to buy land, Mesiris Mavtech is not an option. You want to buy land, you have to buy land through the three established methods of acquisition, Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka. So to explain this Rashi, the Korban Nisano, and his notes in the Rush, developed the whole Yisod, that there's a difference between buying land and renting land. But the method of acquisition that's going to be used is radically different because your goal and ambitions are different. When it comes to buying land, your goal is to acquire the Gufa Dova, the Gufa Karka, the entire the land itself. So to buy the land itself, you have to make a kinyan that relates to the land proper. What can you relate to the land itself? Kesef, you receive the cash value of the land. Or Shtar, you write a document describing the piece of the land. Chazoka, you improve the quality of the land itself. So whenever you want to acquire the Gufa Dova, you have to make a kinyan that relates to the Gufa Dova. Masha'im came when all you want to do is acquire the rights to use something. So the standards of kinyan are very different. So then you don't have to make a kinyan that relates to the Gufa Dova. You have to simply make a kinyan that relates to usage rights. What relates to usage rights? Mesiris Mavtech. What's better than Mesiris Mavtech? It's perfect. Mesiris Mavtech means that I'm handing over the keys and I'm going to have now access to use the house. So this idea that the Korban Nisano developed, that depending on whether you're trying to acquire the Gufa Dova or the Tashmishin, that will alter the Maisa Kinyan that's going to be used, that may have other applications vis-a-vis other Maisa Kinyanim in Halach as well. So we began to discuss Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, in terms of a possible way of acquiring land, in terms of really, truly acquiring the entire land. Rambam had a unique sheet. The Rambam says that you can acquire land. One of the Kinyani Karka is Achilles Peiris. That if I say to you, I want to sell you this land, and let's go through the mechanism of a Maisa Kinyan, and we don't do a Kesef, we don't do Shtar, we don't do Chazal, we do Achilles Peiros. You go ahead and you harvest the fruit, you go ahead and you take some of the fruit and you eat it. That's called the Kinyan and Karka. And then the Rambam said, what if you have land that doesn't have any fruit? You have a barren, rocky land, nothing's growing on it. So the Rambam says, basically, Gemara Bava Basra, no problem. Just use the land in other ways. Store something on the land. Bring something to the land. Whatever it is, use the land, usage of the land, whether it's a Mechilas Peiros or other kinds of equivalent usages, is a Maisa Kinyan. And the Ravid said, Lohayud Vamiyam. The Ravid said, we never heard of such a thing. The Ravid said that usage of the land, eating fruit of the land, can serve as a proof later on in Beis Din that you at one time did acquire the land. Let's say if we have a Din Torah in 10 years from now, who is the owner of the land? And you can prove that you've been using the land, you've been eating the fruit for the last 3 years, and the other person hasn't protested, That's called the Cheskes Gimel Shanim. That's not a method of acquisition. That's a proof of ownership. It's a very, very different principle in halacha. But in terms of method of acquisition, you have to improve the land. You can't simply use the land. So there was a Gemara in Baba Basra, the Kufa Ben Aleph, that we read through at the very end of the Shiur on Wednesday, where the Gemara tells us that according to the view of the Chachamim, if you simply walk in a field, that's not called a kinyan. Unlike Rabbi Eliezer, who actually derived from a pasuk that walking hiluk is a method of acquisition, the Chacham say it's not true. But Meidim Chacham Rabbi Eliezer, the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Eliezer that if it's a type of a land that's purposeless to walk through, it's called the Shvil Shakramim. It's an area in the vineyard that you don't plant. Its whole sole purpose is to be a thoroughfare. So then Meidim Chacham Rabbi Eliezer, Hovenasel Hiluch Nikol Hiluch. But since its purpose is for walking, it can be nicknamed with walking as well. And the question is, what is that based on? What is that idea based on? Why should the standards of Kenyan change depending on what the purpose of the item is? So the Ketzos, the ninth of the Maran comes, and some Kufin and Gimel develops an entire use. So says the Ketzos that what the Gemara is really saying is as follows, that when you want to buy a vineyard to plant with a vineyard, you're going to use the vineyard, it's going to be yours, l'chol davar, in a sense. The goal is to use the gufa davar. You must make a kinyan that relates to the gufa davar. And hiluch falls short. Rabbi Eliezer said that hiluch is a good kinyan derived from sukkah, and we don't accept that. So we hold that walking through the land is not a kinyan. You want to buy a vineyard, you have to work in the vineyard, you have to improve the vineyard. You want to buy a field, you got to work in the field, you have to improve the field, you have to make a kinyan. Walking around is not enough. However, say the Chachamim, even we who say that Hiluch is not a Kinyan, but if the type of land that you're buying is only the Hiluch, that's the entire goal. All you're trying to accomplish is to acquire a place for walking. So then that's the way to be kinyan. Hoven nasal Hiluch nikna behiluch. So those five words at the end of the eighth of the Maran Kamos, Hoven nasal Hiluch nikna behiluch, says the Ketzos, is identical to what the Karmen Asadol said, but that's Rashi and Asugya. Since the whole goal is not to acquire the land proper, rather to acquire the usage of the land, therefore the standards of Kinyan are going to be different. So this idea that now we're already finding the Karmel Sabbath, that's Rashi, and now the Ketzos is echoing as well, vis-a-vis the Gemara Basra of Kuf, this sets the stage for a major question that relates to the Sugya beginning of Baba Basra, which is really the thrust of what the Ketzos is talking about. So the Tells in the ninth of the Maran Kamos, let's pick it up. The Tells is discussing Cheske Sulam and Itzas Kairos. It's a sugi at the beginning of Baba Basra. But the Gemara is talking about as follows. I have my property is adjacent to your property. And the general rule of thumb is that I have to keep in my side of the property line. You have to keep on your side of the property line. But every once in a while, I may do something even on my property that may interfere with the use of your property. That's what's called the sugyas of Hilcha Shcheinim, in this case Shcheinim. Those are sugyas in the first paragraph of Basra, second paragraph of Basra, about what, if any, limitations are on me, even in my own property. I'm not even impinging on your property. I'm not even crossing the property line, but I'm doing things that are causing sometimes direct damage to your property. So those are all sugyas in the Gemara, the second of Basra primarily, about what possible limitations are on me. But for me to cross into your property, that's out of the question, of course, without receiving your permission. What would that halacha be as follows? What if I have my land, you have your land, the property line, and I begin to put certain things crossing over the line, and you don't say anything about it. And time goes by, and now, all of a sudden, 10 years later, you come to me and say, can you please get your ladder off of my property, or those beams that you're protruding out of your roof that are now taking up some of my airspace, can you please get out of here? I want to build a sukkah now. I don't want your beams in my backyard. And I say, what do you mean? We agreed upon this. We made a kinyan about this. You sold me, in a sense, those rights of having my beans protrude over your property line. And you say, what are you talking about? I'm a sugar. I never sold something. And I said, you said, we find it back. When we come to Beis Din, what do we do? How do we prove? How can I possibly prove that I acquired those rights? If two aides would come and say, yes, we were there 10 years ago, and we saw that there was a kidney that was made, and he hereby relinquished the airspace rights to be able to put his beams there for the next 100 years. There was a kidney that was made. A kidney was made. But if we don't have any aides to that effect, how in the world would we know it's my word against your word? So here the Gemara discusses the possibility of invoking a similar concept of Cheses Gimel Shanim. Just as if we're having an argument as to who owns this land, we know that Reuben used to own the land. Now Shimon claims that he bought the land, and Reuben says, not true, and there are no Edom around, so we try to bring a document, we can't find a document. So there's a principle of Cheses Gimel Shanim. If Shimon has been using the land for long enough, and Edom have testified that Shimon's been using the land for long enough, and we haven't heard a word of protest from Reuben, that in and of itself serves as a proof that Shimon probably bought the land. The Gemara beginning of the Master says, just as we have this principle of Cheses Gimel Shanim vis-a-vis buying the Gufa Karka, like we can borrow this idea vis-a-vis the smaller acquisitions, not of buying the Gufa Dava, but of acquiring potential usage rights, airspace, etc., in the other person's property. So that idea of Cheskes Tashmishin, it's called, exists. That's the Gemara beginning of Bevei Basra. But there's a big machlokes that we've shown him. What are the parameters? What are the guidelines for invoking this principle? So let's take a look at the Tzos in the ninth of the Mem Kamos. V'nechlu bezer avusa, machlokes v'shavuva b'tuar, v'zel shal pirish reshbam, shal chazaka kazois, these lower level chazakas that don't address the Gufa Davar, ain't so shal shalom. You don't require 3 full years of usage in order to create a proof. Al b'dava sheish b'chisar in karka, when do you require 3 years? That's if either you want to sell literally the Gufa Davar, or if you want to acquire rights of usage that are really, really significant. It means you want to start opening up windows over the person's property, you want to stick water drains, you want to stick other things that are going to really, really interfere with the other person's property. Those tashmishim gedolim, we give them lichtav shtar. It's normal protocol to write documents about that. Those are serious things. You want everything to be written down, you want to be well documented. And therefore, since it's normal to write documents, as we mentioned in Wednesday's shiur, documents are usually held on to for 3 years. That's exactly why there's a shiur of Gimel Shanim. For the first 3 years, your claim is very unlikely. There's a big reyusa, there's a serious deficiency in your claim that you bought it. Where's the document? After 3 years, that people don't hold on to the shtar so that long, then it's understandable that you can't produce the written documentation. But within 3 years, the mere fact that you can show the shtar, that detracts from the potential truth of your claim. So that idea, that svar makes sense by tashmishim gedolim, things that would normally require a shtar. Avot tashmish katan kazeh, the fact that I let you have a little beam, a 2-foot beam, protruding a little bit over your property, those are things that neighbors do one to another. Those are things you don't write up. You don't got a lawyer to write up a whole 10-page document about that. Therefore, there's no need to wait for 3 years. The fact that you're using the other person's airspace even for a day and the other person didn't protest, that itself is a proof that you're probably right. So if you go back to the beginning, the third Bechem of Abbasra, so the basic format of the Sugis of Abbasra really run with the following, that when I start to use your property, I start to eat your fruit, I start to do things that usually an owner does, so you really should be protesting right away. You should be making a machar, coming to the basin and registering a complaint right away. The fact that you don't do that, that's a pretty good proof that I own the property. The only thing is that counterbalancing that proof, so to speak, is the fact that, well, where's my shtar? If I really did buy the property, why don't I have a documentation? So we have to wait 3 years to offset that concern. So the starting point is that really chazaka should be right away. Based on it, a chazaka should be 1 minute. 1 minute, I'm eating, I walk into your property, your fruit, and you don't scream, assuming you're here, you don't scream. That I'm the proper owner, that I really did buy that field at some point. The only thing is that contradicting that proof, so to speak, is the opposite proof. That, well, where's my document? And the lack of my document is an indication that I'm probably not telling the truth. So we have to wait 3 years for that contradiction of the original proof to no longer be relevant. So says the Rashbam, that whole give and take of you have to wait 3 years, otherwise there's a chisar, there's a deficiency of shoyishtar, that only makes sense by those kinds of acquisitions that have shtaros, either gufa dover or large, significant tashmishim. Little things here and there to stick a ladder against someone's, into somebody's property for 2 inches. Those are things that generally neighbors do to one another. And that's not considered to be something that would require a shtar. And therefore, if I did it and the other person didn't complain, so that's a raya brura that I acquired from you that chaskas tashmishim. However, the Rashbam says, about time it's tzarich. But what I do need is as follows. What I need is to be able to come to Beis Din and say, not only have I had my ladder protruding into your property for a couple of inches for the last 3 days, I don't mean three literally, but one day, last week, whatever it is, but that's not enough. I have to also say, I acquired from you the right to do that. Whether we made a kid in Kesef for that, whether we made a kid in Chalit for that, whatever we did, I have to be able to say, I have a taina. This is what I've been doing. We have Adam testifying that I've had my ladder in your property for the last week, and I have to be able to put forward a taina and say, the reason why I am justified doing this is because I did actually acquire your property last week. That's called the Chazak HaSheishim HaTaina. The Mishnah says in Baba Basra, that what if you have a case in the 3 years, let's say I claim that I bought this field, the Gamri, from you, right? And I say, I've been living on the field for 3 years, so that's great, that's wonderful. But what if I say to you, I've been living on the field for 3 years, we have Adam who could testify that, and the other person, the previous owner of the field says, you're a Ganav, you didn't make a Kenyan. And I say, you're right, I didn't make a Kenyan. I did not, I admit, I never bought it from you, but I've been living on it for 3 years. So you know what the Mishnah says about the person? Jump in a lake. That's not a chazaka. A chazaka's gibushadim has to be accompanied with a taina. It's not enough just to bring Adam that I ate fruit for 3 years. I can bring the Adam to substantiate a claim, but I have to put forward a claim. I have to say, I bought the field from you, you gave it to me as a matana. My father bought it, my grandfather bought it, your grandfather sold to my grandfather. I have to say something that would validate why I'm here. So in order for a chazaka to be valid, two conditions have to be met. There has to be a legitimate taina, and then it has to be backed up by a chesed gibushar. Those two things together, that's called a chazaka sheyeshiva taina. So the Rashbam says that when we carry over that principle to cheskes tashmishin, where I'm not claiming that I have the rights to literally use the field for everything, but I'm claiming that I have the right to have my beams protruded to your backyard. So the Rishbam says we will forego the requirement of 3 years. There's no need to have that to substantiate the proof to that claim to wait 3 years, because the 3 year, the magic number 3 years, only makes sense when documents are written. But even though I don't require 3 years, but what I do need is a taina. If I would say to you, I've been having my beans protruded into your backyard for the last week, and you would say, I never agreed to that. And I would say, you're right, you never agreed to it. You're right, you never sold it to me. You're right, we never made a kinyan, but I'm doing it anyway, and you haven't argued. That's not acceptable, says the Rashbam. We can water down the number 3 years, because 3 years only corresponds to agreements which have shtaros. But to water down the requirement of a taina, that's absurd, says the Rashbam. How can we ever have any chazakha, whether it's a cheskes gufadova, cheskes tashmishin, how can a chazakha work without a taina to accompany it? However, says the Ketzos, Vaga'ayin Pirshu, this is still quote, the Ketzos is quoting for the Torah. However, Vaga'ayin Pirshu, the Gaonim were of the opinion, the Afilo Tzah Ziz in Umar Zev Maschel of Masulam, Nami in Tzah Chesed Gibushanim. No, you never need 3 years when it comes to these kinds of things. Even Big Tashmishim, Shatamu Mishum Mechila, became Chiroso, Mishtamish, Mishlo, Mishosu, Yalta, Vichazak, Filo, Below Taida. Say the Gaonim, you never ever need 3 years when you're Kona merely Tashmishim. But then the Gaon went on, you don't even need a taina. Said, you don't even need to claim why you're doing what you're doing. All I have to say is, I can prove to you, I have Adam who can testify that I've had my beams protruding into your backyard for a week. That's all there is, nothing more. You don't need 3 years for sure not, and you don't even need a taina. So comes the Ketzos to the second paragraph, says, V'kashli tuva, This is a very, very difficult view, the view that's been espoused by the Gaonim. But like Tain Heichem Mishkachas Lo, how in the world does a Chazak without a Tain work, or even for these low-level Tashmishim? Nihid Shtika Havi Mechila, even though the other person's not protesting, is a Mechila, that means he's clearly Mochel, but Mech Konaliyah Shalot Tashmizeh. He says, how in the world has this acquisition take place? Even if the other person was mocha for the last couple of days, he wants to change his mind. So what was binding? What teeth did that mechila have? The only thing that's going to stop me from taking your beans and tossing it back over the property line is the fact that I was makna to you the rights to do that. So, well, what kinyan did we use? If it's a chazocha shiyeshim, a taina, like the Rashbam said, so then the person is claiming, we made a kin kesef last month, we made a kin chalipa last month, okay? Again, we don't know for certain that, but because we have edim that the person's been using it, and the other fellow wasn't protesting, we have very, very strong reason to believe that a kinyan was made in the past. But if the fellow himself says there was no kinyan, he gives us a dos baldin, I talk it not. I make a kinyan. So who are we to say there's a kinyan? So what kinyan? What kinyan? So even though it's true, we're not arguing the facts that up until now, the owner of the property has been moichel to let the other person stick his beams in, but what's stopping him from here on in from protesting? Where is the kinyan that's blocking him from a further protest? But mekonaliyos shalo tashmizeh. So bishlam, the text continues the end of that first line of the second paragraph. Bishlam ayde taina meshkachas la. If the person who's having the beams protrude in is claiming that there was a kinyan that was made, so that's great. About below taina el shirav v'shasak u'machaloi, am I in a yachlach? Said, "Boy, can't you like a kinyan? Why can't you just change it? Easy come, easy go." So comes the Ketzos and says, "La Rambam nicha." The Eil Svirulei Perek Alpha Mechira, the Rambam we learned on Wednesday, the Karka Nikne Bechilas Peres, Imker Hochinavi, Kono Bishimur Zeh, Tavik Bechazop, Absurd Tzach Lachzer, and Yoch Lachzabon. So Bishlav, according to the Rambam Shita, that using property is a kinyan. The Rambam Shita is eating fruit is a kinyan to be Kedigu Fadover. The Rambam Shita is we have a barren land and I want to acquire that land from you. I don't have to do kesa shtar or regular chazaka. I can simply use the land. If I'll bring some stuff and store it on the land, that's called tashmisha karka. Tashmisha karka is a kinyan, even though I have a gufa dover. So says the Ketzos, according to the Rambam, that tashmisha karka is a maisa kinyan. So this is tashmisha karka. By protruding my beams into your backyard, that is the kinyan. I don't need a kesa. I don't need a shtar. I don't need a chazak of tigra karka. I have chazak of tashmisha karka. So that is the kinyan. So when the person claims that we didn't make a kinyan, what that means is we didn't make an additional kinyan. The kinyan was the putting of the beams there. And once you have moicha, which we're assuming is happening because it's been there for a week and you haven't said anything, and 3 years is not relevant because there never shtar is written. Once we know for a fact that I have been putting my beams into your property with your consent, it's not just you gave consent, you were maknet to me the rights of usage. And a hakno of the rights of usage cannot be challenged, cannot be revoked. What maisa kinyan did you use? Usage itself. That itself is the maisa kinyan following Shita Sarama. Whatever the Ketzos says, aval das haraivit yachilas peiros in el raya b'cheses shol shogol kinyan l'mahani, as we spoke about earlier today, according to the raivit, there's no thing called Achilles Peres Maisa Kinyan. There never was such an institution. Achilles Peres is a proof of a earlier Maisa Kinyan. But that's not taking place here, because here, the owner of the land, here the person who's protruding the beams into the other fellow's land, is admitting there was no Maisa Kinyan. So back to square one, according to the Raivid, what's going on? And the Ketzos says that many Rishonim, probably most of the Rishonim hold, that Achilles Peres is not a Maisa Kinyan. So back to our original question, if Achilles Peres is not a Maisa Kinyan, so what was the method of acquisition to enable the person to keep the beams there forever and ever and ever? So comes the Ketzos in the next paragraph and says, well, Achein Yofin is 90 Bezeh. The Alpha Gav, the Achilles Peres, Eno Koine, Haimud Lamahani Shikne Bezeh Gufa Karka. When we say that a chilus peiros is not valid, that means it's not acceptable to be kind of the gufa karka. Vis-a-vis to be kind of the gufa dovra, chilus peiros is not acceptable. But to be kona rights of usage? Absolutely. How do you kona the rights of tashmish? I do tashmish. Even according to those who disagree with the Rambam. Therefore, says it tells, when I want to buy the rights to keep my beams in your airspace, I don't want to buy your land. I'm interested in buying your house. I'm interested in acquiring rights of usage. How do you do that? By using it. So once we've proven that I've used it, I have a chazak of Eidim who testify I've used it. I've had my beams there for a certain, very, very limited amount of time. I don't even need 3 years. 3 years is only for areas where we write shtaros. Once we prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that I've been using your airspace and you have given consent to that, proof positive, you have been moichi. You never came to Bezin to register a complaint that I got beams in your backyard. So for the fact that we know I've been using it, we know you've consented, we know that a kinyan took place. Where's the kinyan? That is the kinyan. That goof is the kinyan. Says it tells, how do I know this is true? That's the Gemara that we spoke about earlier, that the Chum agreed that the way to buy a thoroughfare, the way to buy a path in a vineyard is through walking in the vineyard. The next page, that's the sound of the Ktos. So over this idea that the Ktos has developed, both to explain the Gemara Basa Dafkuf, as well as to explain that sheet is in the Gaonim, you can have Lagabi Chesas Tashmich and you get Chazaka She'eni Matayna. There's no claim of a previous Kenyan because the Tashmich Guf is the Kenyan. This idea that the Ktos is developing seems to be very, very much in sync with what the Korban Asan is saying with Sechas Pesachim. When Rashi says in Pesachim of Dalet that Mesiris Mavtech is a Kenyan Schiros, and the reason why the Seicha now has to do B'dikis Chometz because he was Kaina the land through Mesiris Mavtech. So how can it be Mesiris Mavtech that Gemara Mefarish is not a Kenyan? No, Mesiris Mavtech is not a Kenyan L'gabi Gufa Dovar, says the Korban Asan. But L'gabi Schiros, which is not really a Kenyan L'gufa Dovar, it's simply a Kenyan on the rights of usage. So the kinyan that is sufficient for rights of usage is very, very different than a kinyan on the Gufa Dovar. So what the Ktos is saying vis-a-vis Chesed Tashmishim, Kabbalah Sadal is saying almost an identical yisod vis-a-vis Schiris as well. However, let's not forget that this is all Bedas Rashi. Tosfos rejected Rashi. Tosfos said the whole thing is not true. Tosfos says the Mesiris Mavtech is no good to be kind of the Gufa Dovar, and presumably it's no good to be kind of the Schiris as well. So this whole Yisrael of the Ktos that Rashi is subscribing to, the Gaon is subscribing to, this seems to be disagreed with by Shitas HaTosfos. Tosfos seems to be assuming the standards and the mechanism of Kinyan are identical between Gufa Dovar and the usages. So hopefully it's Hashem on Tuesday. The next year, we have to come back to Shitas HaTosfos, back to Pesachim, and see why is it that Tosfos disagreed with this? Do we have other Tosfos in other places in Shas that also express an opinion about this? This is a fundamental Kinyanim Dinimam Neshayla, are the standards of Kinyanim for Gufa Dover and Tashmisha B'Yama and Tzchirus, things of that nature, are they identical? Or is there a reason and a source possibly to the friendship between the two? So we've seen Shittas Rashi, we've seen Shittas Tosfos and the Gaonim. Hopefully we'll go to Shem on Tuesday, we'll go back to Shittas Tosfos and ask again and see what Tosfos general sheet and chassis about this fundamental question. Thank you, everybody. Wonderful day, and have a good challenge, everybody.
Have a good challenge, everybody. Thank you.